Always or never be closing. Salespeople often face conflicting advice on how to close deals. Some say, always be closing, while others argue, never be closing. It's confusing. But here's the deal. Some sellers give downright bad advice. This isn't just from inexperienced folks, but even from seasoned pros. Pushy salespeople love the always be closing mantra. It fuels their desire for big commissions. They keep pushing customers to say yes before earning their trust or proving their worth. It's like asking for a favor before even making friends. Some salespeople used to ignore their clients' valid concerns just to close deals. They didn't care about anything except making the sale. But things changed when the internet, social media, and new sales techniques came along. Now, clients have more power. Some salespeople have learned to adapt. Instead of always pushing for a sale, they take a different approach. They let the clients take the lead and decide when to buy. It's called the never-be-closing tactic. These salespeople don't pressure clients to make a decision. They let the selling process unfold naturally, even if it means no deal in the end. Strengthen the potency of dedication. Instead of resorting to ineffective tactics, the commitment-gaining approach in sales. With this strategy, you're always closing deals, but not just for the sake of making a sale. Instead, you're focused on securing 10 specific commitments from the client that move the sales process forward, one step at a time. In this system, closing happens step by step, each leading logically to the next. As the client and salesperson move through these stages together, the salesperson becomes the client's trusted guide and partner. Failing to reach each step can slow down the sales process or even end the deal. But when each step is achieved, it builds a strong relationship and boosts sales. Adopt the right mindset for success. Success in sales requires more than just the right approach. You also need the right mindset, which boils down to 6 key factors. 1. Confidence. Believe in yourself and your product or service. Be sure it's exactly what your clients need. 2. Caring. Focus on your customers and their needs. Truly care about them and their companies. 3. Persistence. Clients often prefer to stick with the status quo. Selling involves change, which isn't always easy. Be persistent in helping your clients see the value of the change your solution brings. 4. Speaking from the client's mind. Always tailor your communication to address your client's needs, challenges, and goals. 5. Embracing concerns. Rather than just overcoming objections, acknowledge and resolve your customers' worries. Help them confront their fears and uncertainties. 6. Realizing it's not about you. Remember, the sales process isn't about you. Your client is the one with a problem to solve. Keep all interactions centered on their needs. Control the process and control the commitments. Salespeople often follow a series of steps when trying to make a sale. This includes identifying potential customers, figuring out if they're a good fit, learning about their needs, presenting their product or service, negotiating terms, and finally, sealing the deal. But buyers have their own way of doing things, which isn't always formal, except when they request proposals, RFPs. Creating RFPs poses challenges for sellers. They tend to focus heavily on price, which isn't ideal for vendors looking to highlight the value of what they offer. Successful selling is about discussing what makes a product or service valuable and getting the buyer to commit. But these conversations don't fit neatly into the RFP process. In a less formal sales approach, sellers have more room to guide the conversation. Clients might feel uneasy about their current situation and know they need to make a change, but they're not sure where to start. That's where the salesperson, acting as a catalyst for change, steps in. Their job is to help the buyer see their problem clearly and show how their solution can solve it. Secure commitments for sales success. To make real progress with clients, you need them on board for change. Getting their commitment is crucial. Before you can deliver value, clients must agree that change is needed. This means showing them why change is necessary and what it will involve. You have to lay out the best options for change and be clear about any sacrifices or compromises involved. Addressing their concerns helps build trust and confidence in your solution. By getting their commitment at each step, you stay in control of the sales process. If clients are driving the process, closing the deal becomes much tougher. So, guiding them through the change journey is key to sales success. Skipping commitments. To make sure your clients get the most out of what you offer, you need them to agree that change is needed. This means getting them on board with the idea that things need to switch up. Once they're on the same page, you can start making things happen. To help your clients see the value in change, you gotta offer up some solid ideas. Show them what kind of changes could work for them. But remember, every change comes with its own set of trade-offs. You gotta talk about those too, to help your clients deal with any worries they might have. Getting commitments from your clients at every step of the way is key. It puts you in control of the whole sales process. If your clients are driving the bus, you're less likely to seal the deal, so take the wheel and steer them toward success. Secure commitments in sales. In sales, getting commitments is key to success. You have to earn them to seal the deal. The trick? Offer something valuable in return for each commitment you snag. It's like a trade-off. Think about when salespeople try to set up appointments. They often say things like, "I want to swing by, introduce myself, talk about what I offer, and learn about your business." But hold up, that's all about what the salesperson wants. It doesn't offer anything valuable to the client. Consider this value proposition. "I'm calling to schedule a time to discuss 4 upcoming trends that will impact your business in the next 12 to 18 months. Even if you don't end up working with us, you'll gain insights and ideas to help guide your decisions." It's about giving you valuable information regardless of whether you choose to collaborate with us. With this approach, the salesperson aims to provide real value to the client in exchange for their commitment to a meeting. Each request for commitment is backed by a promise to deliver something meaningful to the client, making it harder for them to decline. The 10 rules. Sales commitments. 1. The time commitment. To secure a client meeting, call them instead of emailing. Only ask for their time, nothing else. Be ready for a possible no. Promise real value but don't pitch your product. Ask for an appointment 3 times at most, promising to only take 20 minutes and not waste their time. 2. The exploration commitment. Get the client to consider change by explaining why it's best for them. Talk about their business challenges and chances. After the first meeting, ask for a second focused on discovery. Avoid slides and product talks early on. Use your business knowledge to show you're a reliable partner. 3. The commitment to change. This is key. Ask questions to show why change is needed, like, "Are the problems we discussed the right ones to tackle now?" Make your talks with clients tough for them to matter. 4. The commitment to collaborate. To make sure our solution fits just right, we need to work hand in hand with our clients. Think of us as teammates, brainstorming together to find the best fit. But first, we need a solid commitment from our clients to dive into this partnership. By involving them in the solution-building process, we create something that's truly ours. 5. The commitment to build consensus. In complex business sales, it's not just one person making the call. There's a whole team involved. We've got to get everyone on the same page. Even if our main contact is hesitant to reveal all the players, it's crucial. Ignoring any stakeholder could lead to big problems down the line. Nobody likes feeling left out, and that could tank the whole deal. 6. The commitment to invest. Let's talk about the price right off the bat. Waiting until the end only leads to headaches. By bringing it up early, we save time and energy for everyone involved. Plus, it keeps us from getting caught up in a price war with competitors later on. It's all about being upfront and efficient. 7. The commitment to review. It's time to present to the client stakeholders and get them on board for a pre-proposal meeting review. Before crafting the full proposal, you and the client's team should brainstorm together. Once the initial proposal is ready, gather feedback from all relevant parties and tweak the proposal accordingly. 8. The commitment to resolve concerns. Clients often worry about changes, including purchasing and using your product or service. Gain their commitment to express their concerns openly. Addressing their fears is key to sealing the deal. Clients want to see if you can make tough decisions, offer valuable advice, solve problems, and provide answers. 9. The commitment to decide. Secure the client's commitment to make the purchase. This is when you both become partners. If you've successfully navigated through the previous commitments, this step should be easy. If not, it'll be more challenging, but no special tricks are needed to secure this commitment. 10. The commitment to execute. A sale isn't complete until the product or service is delivered as promised. Failing to deliver damages both the client's trust and your professional reputation. To ensure success, secure the opportunity to guide clients through using the product or service effectively after the sale. This is their commitment to execute. Managers overseeing sales teams. Sales managers need to keep a close eye on sales pipelines and predict which deals will go through. The 10 commitments help them track what salespeople are promising and when they think deals will close. They should ask salespeople to confirm these commitments for each client and deal every step of the way. Key points. 1. Conflicting sales advice. Always be closing versus never be closing. 2. Sales success requires a mindset, confidence, caring, persistence, tailored communication, encouraging concerns, and client focus. 3. Control the sales process through commitments, guiding clients through change. 4. Secure commitments at each step, offering value in return. 5. 10 essential sales commitments. Time, exploration, change, collaboration, consensus, investment, review, resolve concerns, decide, execute. 6. Sales managers track commitments to predict deal outcomes.